going to be a great game. I know the fans are going to be ready, and I mean, it's going to be a great test.
We know a lot of their schemes, and they know a lot of our schemes. So it's not about out-tricking anybody. It's about winning your one-on-one battle. So that's what it's going to come down to. Defense, I mean, it's going to be quiet when we play, but we love that. I mean, that's something that, as a defense, you love going into a stadium feeling like it's us against the world, and that's how it's going to feel.
No, we try not to make it bigger than it is, because you don't want players trying to play outside their shoes, because our best is good enough. You do your individual assignment. You know, for myself, hold on to the ball and keep playing the way I've been playing. It's just putting more emphasis on it. The coaches have faith in me. Freak accident, but I'm most definitely not dwelling on it because, you know, this team needs me. They need everybody, and everybody right now to correct our mistakes and move forward.
You know, I could always do better. You know, I said it before, I hold myself to a standard that nobody else holds me to. I'm my biggest critic. So, you know, I've been thinking that I need more production. I need more production this week. You know, it's every week. I can always do more. This is why they brought me in. This is what my teammates expect me to do and have, you know, have the production and, you know, get six sacks and take interceptions back and do all that stuff. And that's what I go out there and try to do every week.
I mean, I felt bad, but you know, I got the feeling it was my turn to step in and make plays, definitely, and that it was time for me to go out there and get the job done, especially for him, man, not being able to be here with us no more. I mean, it's pretty much one of those deals, man, where you got to just cut out all the outside noise, man, and focus on your job every day and get better every day. I walk in every day, go in my locker, put my pads on to go on the field the same way everybody else do.
I got all the confidence in the world in Sly. You know, I think he'll do great things, go out there. I think, you know, our team, you know, they thought highly of him by, you know, picking him up with our number one pick, and I believe him. I believe in him, and I think with reps and a chance to go out there and do it, you know, he'll go out there and produce for us.
We just got to have guys come in and try to fill his role. We need big, nasty guys up front that can replace him and that can come in and stop the run. And he's been having a great season for us, and it definitely hurts having him gone.
Out of everybody, it's probably hurt me the most just because, you know, that's what any team with two D tackles, you know, they build that relationship and they take pride in being the big guys on the team. You know, we walk through the locker room, everybody moves, you know, that's just the mentality of D tackles. And you know, I'm going to miss him being out there, but I'm definitely going to play, you know, for him and play harder for him and, you know, represent him well.